man is fine, as it's going to be a screen pass here caught by number 7, who's going to be stopped before the first down. That's Andrew Neuwirth on the tackle. Haven't said his name much recently today, as he is one of the senior captains on this team who has been great on this Port Washington defense so far, as that's going to set up 3rd and 3.
Yeah, 3rd and 3 coming up, as Zach just said. 3rd and 2, actually.
From the 43-yard line, first down marker is at the 45-yard line. And Port, this isn't one of the biggest stops of the game, but it definitely is a big stop, because you want to get the ball back, you want to chew away as much clock as possible. As looks like they're going to be in a running formation here, as they've got a receiver out wide right, a man in the slot left. As it is going to be a run, he's going to take the outside, and he's going to be tackled right at around the first down line. Let's see. I believe he got the first down, and he did get the first down. So that's going to be a first down. He got right to the line to gain, and it was a first down. So not the third down stop that Port was looking for there, but they did maintain him to just a 2-yard gain.
We can't see. 1st and 10 coming up for Port, as Hidden Naboy is taken out for number 9, Andrew Sarkazy.
Long huddle here by Hicksville. See what the play call is. They're just chewing away clock as time is ticking with 9 minutes and 45 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, 1st and 10 coming up for Hicksville, as they are not playing a hurry-up offense. I would expect them to be if they want to at least score one time this one. 3 receivers lined up at the line of scrimmage here for Hicksville. The snap's up. It's going to be a throw. Pass caught by number 1 on the left side, but taken down quickly, as it was a gain of about 6 yards there.
Yeah, Max Taylor, the safety, on the tackle there. Max Taylor has played a decent role in today's game, as it's going to set up 2nd and 4, as Max said. But he had that huge deflection earlier in the game, and now that huge... A big tackle there on first down, so it is 2nd and manageable, however, for the Hicksville offense.
It sure is. 2nd and 4 coming up for Hicksville. Clock ticking, 8 minutes and 55 to go. 3 receivers lined up again with the running back on the left side. It's going to be another throw from Hicksville. Number 10 trying to find some space. He's going to take himself out the pocket and get taken down on the Port sideline.
Yeah, about 46-yard line. He's going to set up once again, 3rd and very short here, 3rd and 1. The refs with a terrible spot, as we are right over where they got to, as the ref marked them a yard back from where he got. So it's going to be another 3rd and 2 here for the Vikings defense. We got a little fan right outside the press box here with doing some heckling on us, as Port looks to get a 3rd down stop here. 3rd and 2. For the Port defense, Essexville's going to bring out 4 receivers, 3 in the right slot and 1 to the left, as they've got a lineman in the backfield next to Fusco. Fusco's going to take the snap. He's back to throw. He's going to roll left, and he's going to be mistackled by Dylan Platt, but then finally corralled by Nick Paranello for a Hicksville 1st down.
Yeah, it looked like a design run play there for Hicksville. Didn't really understand, as they didn't have that many blockers on the scene. Port would have held them, but Platt just missed the tackle.
Yeah, there were actually multiple. There was a missed tackle behind the line of scrimmage even there. But once again, they're holding them to minimal damage here on these 3rd down runs. As last time, he got 2 yards to get a 3rd and 2 yard run. This time, with 3 yards to get a 1st down. As Hicksville's going to set up from the 44-yard line in Vikings territory. 3 receivers right, none to the left, with the lineman in the backfield next to Fusco. Fusco's going to take the snap. He's back to throw. He's going to run right up the middle, and he's going to be tackled down. That's Ryan Aubin and Nick Paranello on the tackle.
Yeah, Ryan Aubin there finally saying his name as he gets the tackle, as it's a gain of about a yard for Hicksville.
Yeah, Nick Paranello, the other man on that tackle. Nick Paranello has just been phenomenal in these last 4 games for the Vikings. And This is one of his slower starts today, but hopefully he can pick it up here in the fourth down. Not that they needed to, as the clock has ticked down to 4 minutes, 6 minutes and 45 seconds with Port leading 27-0. And Hicksville's just taking an awfully long time to call these plays, as they're going to send two receivers left and one, two to the right. And I like what they're doing, lining up a lineman in the backfield for just an extra blocker. As Fuso's going to take the snap. Low snap. He's back to throw. He's going to throw it deep down the field, and it is incomplete. Intended for number one with Hayden Naboy in coverage.
Yeah, Naboy there showing that he strapped him up as he was almost there for the interception, just out of reach for him. Pass was short, and that's going to bring up a third and nine.
Yeah, now this is a big stop for Port Washington here. Clock to stop as they're going to bring Ryan Aubin out of the game here, as they're going to bring in James Kinsey. James Kinsey has not played many snaps this season for Port Washington. Not even sure if he's on that special teams unit, but looks like he's going to come in the game to play edge linebacker alongside Ryan Shanahan. Interesting move there by the Port Washington coaches.
3rd and 9 coming up for Port. 6 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the fourth. The snap is up from Fusco. Fusco driving back in the pocket, trying to hit number 7 as it's out of his reach.
Yeah, Ryan Shanahan. Oh, and there's, looks like a scuffle on the field with John Mayu and number 4 on Hicksville. They're instantly going to pull Mayu out of this game. But back to what I was saying, Ryan Shanahan was in the backfield, and he got a piece to that ball, causing the ball to deflect in the opposite way of where it was thrown. Still gave the running back a slight chance to catch it, but he wasn't able to corral it, as it looks like they're going to call unsportsmanlike conduct on... That's going to be a whole... Yeah, it looks like two unsportsmanlike conducts by each team, which are going to offset. So it's going to be a replay of third down here.
Doesn't the wrist mean holding
usually? He went like this.
Oh, he went like that?
He crossed his wrist.
I see you. Okay.
Oh, it is going to be fourth down, because usually in the NFL, it was after the play, so it does offset. But in the NFL, if it was during the play, it would be a replay of third down, but
it was after the play,
which is a good thing for Port Washington. James Kinsey is going to stay in the game here, as they're going to go with three receivers in the slot on the right side and one receiver in the slot on the left side.
Saying you see a pass here.
It's going to be a run onto the outside, and there's going to be a flag thrown. But he's going to be taken out of bounds at around the 41-yard line there.
Yeah, the flag looked like it was on the offense there.
Andrew Kreffitz.
As it's a holding on the offense. So that's going to be taken back. Let's see if Port declines.
It is declined.
Yep.
As it's going to be Port Washington. Oh, no. Let's see. Shows that it's first down here.
It is going to be
Port Washington ball there. So Andrew Kreffitz ran the running back out of bounds here. Andrew Kreffitz, another guy who hasn't been getting much playing time so far this year. He is a junior, however. But I like to see that they're bringing in the bench guys.
Yeah, I love to see that. Everyone getting in work here in this game. Friday Night Lights, we thank all the fans coming out. I mean, everyone's been loyal in this one, staying for the whole game. As Port's up 27-0 here with 4 minutes to go, and they are getting the ball back. So they bring in, it looks like, they take out Anthony Iorio, so he's not going to be in anymore. As they put in, it looks like they are going to be putting in Jimmy Gannon to fill the quarterback role. As Jimmy Gannon's going to look to take over. He already has 3 touchdowns on the night receiving. Let's see if he could throw for any.
Yeah, 2 receivers right and 1 to the left. Gannon's going to take the snap. It's going to be a give to Sarkazy, who's going to run right up the middle into a man and be tackled down at the 46-yard line here by number 7, the running back for the Hicksville offense. That was Andrew Sarkazy on the carry there. Looks like Port's going to bring in Jake Shaq Ryan, number 40.
Jake Shaq Ryan comes in to the game as Gannon's looking to produce
Brandon
with this
Lang
offense.
Also going to come in at receiver alongside Mikey Malentino.
I like to see this.
On that left side, and Jimmy Rather is going to play the fullback position here. Gannon's going to take the snap. It's going to be another gift to Sarkazy, who's going to be tackled down behind the line of scrimmage for a gain of negative 1 yard. And I think they should just keep it on the ground here and on the next play. Let the clock run down and tick down inside 3 minutes.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to see here for Port as they are letting the clock wind down. Hicksville decided not to call any timeouts here. As this game is going to come to a wrap, Port is leading 27-0, looking to get their second win in a row to continue their playoff push.
And Hicksville's going to jump once again. This is an ongoing occurrence here for Hicksville, as that's their fourth offside penalty so far here in this game, as it's going to set up third and two for the Vikings offense, just exactly what they needed here. Port now on the 50-yard line, as Gannon remains in at quarterback with Andrew Sarkazy to the left of him. Gannon's going to take the snap. He's going to give it to Sarkazy. He's going to run right up the middle and get the first down. That's Andrew Sarkazy on the first down carry. And good blocking there by the Port Washington front. That's exactly what they needed there. 2 minutes, 25 seconds to go here from the pit in a pink out in a 27-0 game.
Yeah, it's a pink out slash blackout tonight.
Yeah. The black jerseys, as we talked about earlier in the broadcast. But I love these uniforms.
Do you think they're going to bring it out ever again?
Friday Night Lights, they got
it. Okay, yeah.
Last game of the year, I mean.
For sure.
In 2 weeks, they own their home throughout the rest
Pretty
of the
sure
year,
they're
right?
They're playing Westbury.
They got
last
Baldwin
game.
Next week, yep. And then Westbury the next week. Me and Mac will be on the call once again with you guys. Guy's going to take the snap. He's going to give it to Noga, who's going to run it up the middle for a gain of about 4 yards there. It looks like some frustration is coming out by the Hicksville defense.
Yeah, well, this game's about to end as the fans are chanting, "Start the buses."
So I'm Zach.
And I'm Mac. Thank you for listening to this broadcast.
As the Vikings are going to take the win here, 27-0, as they're in victory formation.